Millen Duran Lake Committee of the Whole, October 3rd, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of October 3, 2016 at 7:17 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Frank. Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Making a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of September 19, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Any comments? Madam Clerk, are no all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
And abstained? Motion carries. On the Committee of the Whole, under Public Works, Director Rudolph.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Trustees. A couple items for you tonight. The first one on my list here is to install a water line drop in the Public Works garage. During the winter months, after we plow and salt the roads, we need to wash the salt off the trucks. The salt will grow the metals, we try and clean it up. Currently, we use the fire hydrant that's out behind the building to blast the salt residue off the bigger trucks. Garden hoses just don't seem to get enough volume and pressure to really knock that stuff off. Installing this water line drop inside the building would allow us to stop using the hydrant outside. I don't like using the hydrant outside because on cold days, once we're done using it, it can ice up and we could potentially have a problem. The hydrant could break. Could create some kind of a water leak. I prefer to have the hose drop inside. We can still reel the hose out the back door of the shop, hose the truck down outside, and then just roll it back into the shop where it's heated and we don't have to worry about anything freezing up. We did get three quotes for the work. Swing Blank and Plumbing was the lowest quote at $2,353.20. We had budgeted $3,000 for this work.
And the last time the
I want our vehicles clean. Absolutely. Moving forward. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. The second item I have for you tonight is also an improvement to the facilities at the Public Works and Police Building. This is to install a new lightning protection system. It'll cover the police and public works buildings combined. There was an existing system there when the building was originally built. It was hit by lightning, and as far as I know, the system did its job, but it is now burned out and not working anymore. So right now the building is unprotected. If we were to take a lightning hit, it would probably knock down our SCADA server, as well as the police computer system. The surge protectors in the panel are not equipped to take a lightning hit. So we'd like to get the system back up and running. The system that is proposed is a different system than what was originally installed in the building. This system is designed to take as many hits as lightning can throw at it. So we put it up once, and then we shouldn't have to worry about it again. We'll probably do an annual inspection of the system, have the contractor come out and just make sure everything is still connected and working. But if it does get hit by lightning, we shouldn't have to replace it again like we did with our old system.
This has been a technical issue for a while.
Yes, it has been. We got three different quotes for this work. There was quite a variation in prices. As you can see, I don't really know why there was such a variation in prices, other than I think Pro Lightning Protection does this kind of work day in, day out for a living, and the other two services, I believe, do it as a part of an electrical contracting business. I don't think it's their main bread winner. We did contact several references for Pro Lightning Protection, and everybody seemed to think they did a fantastic job. So we feel pretty comfortable going with them. We budgeted $21,000 for this work, and the low bids with pro lighting protection came in at $22,580.
I have a question. Wasn't our original system covered by insurance? I mean, it's a system. Wouldn't insurance cover some of that?
That's a good question. I don't know when the lighting strike happened. I mean, I wasn't an answer.
We did look for the original company that installed it. They're defunct no longer, but
yeah, but if we pay insurance, we paid the insurance on all these buildings. I mean, I would just look just to ask and see if it's covered.
Yeah, but it's not under the insurance companies we got now. We have different insurance companies right now. This happened before our time.
Ten years?
It's been a long time. This lighting protection has been on, I think, for the last 12 since I've been.
Well, the last couple of years that doesn't let out. Not so recent.
But, 4 or 5 years at least. It's been a decent time.
Since the lightning strike?
Since the lightning strike. Because even though it was sort of posted, it's still for about several years.
At that time, was there any insurance claim made?
I don't know. To be honest with you, we were the administrator at that time.
Well, let's make sure we do get this covered by insurance. So that's a lot of money to spend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had it happen in the past, but other places that I've worked in, it was covered. So that's why I was just asking a question.
So it would be covered on that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Good, Nick.
You don't have to specifically call it out, it's just general liability.
It's just general liability, right? It's just covering the building. It goes with everything. Just answer.
Well, we're
going to
hit it.
Yeah, oh, no, I think you were 20 sitting there. Who's listening?
So I want to ask the question, is this something that's worthwhile to hold in table until we find out if it could be covered under liability?
If a lightning strike hits and let's say went through the system or burnt it out, that's covered under general liability. It's not like a vehicle where you have to say, here, we just purchased this vehicle, and if we don't, it's not covered. So every time it's a new vehicle, we tell them, so it is covered. It's covered under just our general liability should something happen.
And there's usually a time frame that you have to report it for coverage. Most insurance companies aren't going to let you come back 2 years later.
It's like the barn. We say the barn's covered. You know, if it's just another building, we went back that piece down, they cover it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's different pieces of the policy that will automatically cover the year without being specific to the item it's being covered for.
That doesn't move it forward.
I want to clarify a little bit. If we spend $22,000 now, is that going to be covered under our liability, or do we have to itemize that?
We don't have to itemize.
So then back to the original question, should this amount be covered under the liability since it was caused by a lightning strike?
But it's been over 5 years. It was a different insurance company that we are no longer with.
Okay.
I don't know if we can handle the claim if there was a
claim. You don't drop the ball 5 years.
That's nothing that we can look at there. That ship has set sail.
Five years ago. I don't ever recall.
I don't recall that either. The building got this, I think, sometime in June of 2010. That may not be in one of the
And this thing might have already been gone. Okay. Well, moving forward. Thank you.
The next item I have on the list here is some repairs to Truck 54. Truck 54 is one of our 5-yard snowplow trucks. We take it to Lake County DOT mechanic shop, do the oil changes and maintenance inspection once a year. They found a couple of items that needed to be replaced, including the oil pan and the steering gear box. The total for the repairs is $2,455. I recommend, well, I did recommend that the work be completed, asking for you to kind of get permission post-date. I treated this as an emergency repair. Talked to Trustee Newby and the administrator, but the Lake County Mechanic Shop is expecting to get really busy really quickly. They told me that they were starting to hire more mechanics, and they're going to start running their shop 24 hours a day to get ready, to get all their plow trucks ready for the coming winter. I wanted to make sure that our plow truck was done and back before they start doing that, because their trucks come first.
Move it forward.
The last item I have for you this evening is some skid integration for the Cambridge lift station. As you know, we went out to bid for a new lift station for the Cambridge area. The bid was awarded to a contractor whose name I can't remember right now. And as part of that work, we need to install new skating controls. We can't just take the old controls off the old lift station and swap them to the new station. While I was talking with BWCSI, who handles most of our skating work, they recommended that they start working with the contractor now to make sure that everything goes together seamlessly. I was kind of anticipating that they would come in after the new lift station was completed, and so I was not thinking that this would need to be budgeted this fiscal year. So no money was budgeted for this, but their argument makes sense that they start doing it now. It's going to have to get done at some point, and they feel that if they start now, it'll just make things easier and have less problems down the line.
Any questions? Unfortunately, boy, these are expensive, but let's move forward.
Thank you very much. That's all I had to teach you.
Thank you. Any other business from any of the other departments? We don't have anything listed. Any new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:29.